this year. And we're trying at all costs to try and fit you in. So it will be little helper that trying to find a slot and special seating in trying to mitigate the heavy load and the schedules that the members are faced with. We are talking to the powers that be to try and help us even with the rearrangements of the program. I think for now we don't have a lot to report on that score. But we bearing in mind the fact that we do need quorums for our reports and indeed the minutes, and we are all of us as a collective indebted to members that are consistent. That's why we raise this comment as a concern that we do recognize that there are members that are showing this dedication to the committee, and others are quite maybe perhaps not prioritizing the committee. We haven't spoken to them directly, or they haven't been part of raising any issues about their sitting and their participation in the committee. So, but it's a matter that worries us as the members have raised their concern on attendance to the issues. Be that as it may, let me welcome you and table that the agenda that is before us, and which has three items, and then also, Pat, we haven't received the program yet. Right. Members have a program.
Yes.
All right. Okay. We start with the report. All right. So we table that that agenda. Can we have a discussion on it and consider the report? I mean the agenda. Additions and subtractions and any concerns, remarks, members. Then let's adopt the report. Sorry, the agenda.
Chair, move that you adopt the report, the agenda for the meeting.
Any second? Thanks. Thanks, Bongo. Honorable Bongo and Honorable Mutashuping proposed and seconded respectively. We are now doing the consideration of the report. All right, we table the report that was circulated last week already as the 2015 submissions that were considered by the committee on that date. I propose we do it page by page. All right. You'll help me, my paging, braille paging is not like yours. So. Let's table page one, if there is page one. What is that? One in? Yeah, introduction, paragraph one, concerns, remarks. And the paragraph two, which will end with the submissions, the summary, sorry. Fine. The text one. Next page. That narrative, submission one. Correct?
Next page three.
One. Yeah.
Page three begins with the recommendation, and then it follows with the submission two.
We fine with page three?
No, Chair.
Yeah, all right. Honorable Mutashuping?
I'm not very sure if this is really a resolution, a recommendation. If you continue to say the committee is of the view, and you term that a recommendation, it is still a view. And a recommendation can never
on
be
page,
a view.
What, page three?
Page three, and it goes to the second recommendation also.
Okay, so the wording of the opinion doesn't fit the sequence of the recommendation.
Yes.
All right. Yes, on Prof.
Chair, that is purely a matter of semantics. It does mean that the committee is of the view that is the opinion of the committee. So I don't really see it as problematic. That's just a manner of speaking.
Any consensus on that?
It's captured under the recommendations, so we hold the view. And then the recommendation is basically the very last sentence. There's no need for a review of the constitution.
All right. Mutashupi, you raised the point.
I'm with it.
All right. Thanks. The next page. Which is what, page 4?
Chair, could we just specify that there's no need for this review, a review, but for this, you want to just power them to say, in this regard, because the sentence there's no need for a review of the Constitution. Or is that how we're going to put it in every recommendation? Okay, then that's fine.
All right, accepted. We're now page 5, right? Page 4. In page 4? Any?
Page 4, submission 4 by Kingdom Government.
The Kingdom Government, the longest one.
Yes, Chair.
We find with the capturing?
Chair, at the bottom, you see, we don't have to. Let me just say 2.4.1.
Okay.
In the 1, 2, 3, 4th line.
Mm.
Now, there it is. There it says the committee is of the view that, but we don't. That's not a view there. That states. So that should just start by saying Section 15 of the Constitution guarantees freedom of religion. It's not a view. It's a fact. So I just take out those words there because that normally would come under a recommendation. All right.
Okay.
I would also like an insertion there. Which would be an insertion where you refer to Section 15, and I'll give the word in Section 15.2 expressly states that religious observances may be conducted at state or state-aided institutions under certain conditions, because it creates the balance, and that is what we argued when we dealt with the submission. So so it's purely repeating exactly what is said in Section 15.2 in the Constitution.
Okay, agreed? All right. It will be inserted in the new draft. Then that was page 1, page 4. Page 5. Continuation of Kingdom Movement in page 5.
Chair, under recommendation, if I may.
Right.
The committee is of the view that, it's not South Africa, that the South African Constitution, whilst not opposing religion, does not support a specific religion. It's very important that, because the Constitution, as I read it, does not support a specific religion, but is not opposed to religion.
Okay.
So, it's just to clarify that the South African Constitution, whilst not opposing religion, does not support a specific religion.
All right.
That's on under recommendation on page 5.
Where about?
In the middle, recommendation starts with the committee is of the view that the South African Constitution, and then the wording there at the moment is not a religious state. I want to change that to, whilst not opposing religion, does not support a specific religion.
What difference does it really make?
Well, at the moment it says South Africa is not a religious state, but that term is debatable. We'll sit all day and debate that issue.
No, what I'm talking about, talking about the state.
The state.
What I'm talking about the state is not people. People are religious.
You see, now we're entering the debate. So the religious that's why I want to propose an amendment there. The constitution, we're not talking about the state, we're talking about whether the constitution is opposing religion or not. Whether the state opposes religion then or not. Does it oppose religion? No, it doesn't. Is it a religious state? No, it's not a religious state. But it does not support a specific religion. I just want that clarity.
Yes, Honourable Mutashabi.
The way the question of semantics too. You know, when you say South Africa is not a religious state, and you continue to say and does not support a specific religion, you quantify what you are saying earlier. So I don't see any problem in that.
Yes, I'm having a debating within yourself.
So I'm trying to find out if that is what
you see.
What exactly is the what difference does it make?
To me,
does not support a specific religion. We agree on that part.
Well, then maybe
now,
just
where we don't agree or where we feel differently is not a religious state.
Yeah.
And you say. Israel saying it's not a religious state, it does not support specifically.
Well, maybe
does not want to
I've got a problem with it's not a religious state. Because the state, because religion is allowed in state institutions. And the Americans use clauses like that to prevent religions in schools and that type of thing. So I've got a problem with those words. It's not a religious state. If you take that out, you could say South Africa does not support a specific religion.
Okay.
But otherwise, if we can't consider that, I just deserve my right.
The not makes it too strong for you.
It does. That's why, you see, the key clause, and this is a debate we've had at length, the key clause is religious observances can be held in state institutions. Not must, but can. Now, the Americans and the Canadians do not allow that at all. And our constitution was specifically drafted to allow that, not to promote a religion, but to allow the state in parliament, for example, in any state, to the exercise of a religion. That is section 15.2. And so when you say the state is, it's not a religious state, it can be argued that way, but it's also not opposed to religion. By saying it's not a religious state, then you have certain people that say, no more prayers in schools. And we know many of the townships, our churches meet in schools. And that, to me, is the concern. So that's why I suggested, whilst not opposing religion, does not support a specific religion. But if you want to just leave it as it is, then I'll just reserve my position.
Honourable Lothring, let's
allow Mr. Swartz. I think this is a small thing.
Now I'm just thinking, maybe wouldn't it be of assistance? I don't know if it would be the correct term if one says that South Africa is not a mono religious.
Oh, that's opening another debate.
Yeah.
All right, but I think we found consensus with Honourable Swart's amendments.
Are you happy with whilst not opposing religion, does not support a specific religion?
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, let's carry it. That was on page 5, right?
Yeah.
On the continuation. Yes, Honourable Mutap.
On page 5,
can you use the mic?
I appreciate the drafters' terminology and the way they put everything here.
Mm-hmm.
But we must bear in mind that Section 59.1 denotes that public access to an involvement in National Assembly processes to our people. So sometimes usage of terminologies, are we not supposed to be, you know, to be user-friendly? Maybe the peroration will find a simpler version, summation or whatever. But we mustn't use English A. I'm aware the Queen's language is not my mother tongue, but let's take section 59 into consideration.
Agreed?
I think, Chair, I agree
100%, but that is a quote. I think the quotation marks need to be right at the end of that sentence. And then you could add a sentence to say that the court upheld the acceptance of the invocation of Almighty God. That is what it, that puts it in very straightforward language. Does that help, ma'am?
Honourable, are you fine with that? Amplification.
No. I just said that the word peroration, I can't even pronounce it, is a quote from that judgment. So the quotation mark should be at the end. There's no closing the quotation marks. And then you just explain what it means. It just means that the court found there's no objection to that preamble.
But that what you were concerned about, Honorable Mutapo, is it's a quotation, right?
So it's not in the quotation. The English. Yes.
To the court.
Generally, the drafting, the English should be an easier one. Taking into consideration section 59 of the constitution, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Because this eventually is a public document. So our people want to see this. They mustn't go to dictionary looking for this and that. That's what I was saying.
What terrorism.
Yes.
Okay, we note that. When we come back, maybe we'll take that into cognizance. Right.
Yes,
another Mutajubi?
No, page 5.
Oh. Yeah,
no,
we're
no,
still
no,
on page
no.
5?
No.
Why do you mean page 5? You already run this. Okay.
All right, we're moving to the next page.
Page.
Okay.
Sorry, Chair, there was just an exclusion under that recommendation that the members kindly accepted the change. That is in the second sentence under where it says, therefore amending the constitution by embracing godly principles. The actual term that the submitter used was godly biblical principles. If you look at your previous page, it says KGM proposed a review by embracing godly biblical values, and I think you need to just put in the word biblical there to give clarity.
All right.
Which one is that? What page is that?
Page 5, in the middle.
In the middle, where about?
The committee, we agreed on the first sentence, the committee is of the view. The second line to that, therefore amending the constitution by embracing godly principles, the submitter said godly biblical principles. And the argument is that would...
Yes, because it said it.
That would focus on one particular religion.
First of all, why do we have that? Why should we have that particular...
Because it's referring to the submitter on the previous page, what he said.
Mm. It's more being consistent with what he...
He said he proposed a review by embracing godly biblical values. We're now saying, well, we don't accept that. We can't amend to say that because it will impose a specific religion. Now, we might not agree with that as our party, but that's how it's stated here. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Look on the page before, Mr. Pawana.
I see what you're talking about. I am not sure if there is anybody who says there's no God. And when you say, when you talk about biblical, it's something else. But then you're excluding the Quran and others. But when you say godly, I don't see anything wrong with that. Because everybody embraces God. What they may not embrace is the biblical.
I agree with you, but
so I think that therefore, in you putting biblical, it actually makes it more complicated.
Make it clearer.
It is neutral and united, if you say God.
No, if you're only saying You see,
you say godly principles.
Yeah.
Sorry,
what I'm understanding, Honorable Swart, is just a continue with what the term, or what the submitter used. He said godly biblical. So what we also referring to what to the term that is used. So he so that he understands what we why.
No.
It's giving context to his term.
Wait a minute. No. I think I understand.
Yeah.
All right. I think that I don't know why is that term. I need to be convinced this. So are you telling me?
It's only the submitter's knowledge. Not it doesn't come from the committee.
I must make it very clear that we as the ACDP do not disagree with his views. We are trying to give content here to the wording of the recommendation.
Yeah.
So the wording, if you don't put biblical in there, then it doesn't make sense. Because
okay.
What that wording says is we reject your godly biblical principles because it's too narrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why if you don't put that word in there, then Mr. Mpawana, you then saying we reject godly principles.
Yeah.
You see, so if you just read the sentence carefully.
I've read the whole sentence now, which means therefore. That this is why I say why do we have that recommendation at all?
Yeah.
Actually, in that manner, because I think it needs to be restructured. I think. I think that. Why should we put the second sentence? Why should it be that? Why should there be that sentence anyway?
Chair, you need to deal with the you need to either accept or reject the submitter's view.
Mm.
So that's why that second sentence, the way it's formulated, rejects his view.
Mm.
It explains. It says, therefore, amending the Constitution by embracing godly biblical principles, you could say, as suggested, may not only impose but may also offend against the spirit. See,
yeah.
That's bringing it back to the submitter.
By embracing only. Then you put only, you could do that as well.
Yeah, so you're suggesting only, agreed?
Yeah. Only the principles. Only godly principles.
Godly biblical principles.
No, but, yeah, I think, yeah, godly biblical principles. No. If you look at the second sentence.
Godly biblical principles agreed, right?
And I don't want to get in trouble with my party, so I must reiterate, Chair, that I am, you know, that I will debate this issue in Parliament.
It is
okay.
It is
noted.
I think your
party is on record. We're now on page 6.
On the review of section 22, 2.4.3.1, the sentence before the last on that paragraph that says, the committee believes the right to dignity is a foundational right that is connected to all other rights set out in the Constitution. Foundational right.
Basic
right. Now you see, it is found. It's termed foundational right.
Yeah. Maybe consistent with what Honorable Mutapa said earlier on,
yeah.
Is to be more simple and, you know, to the regular language. And do you suggesting we use basic?
Basic.
All right. Change foundation to basic. All right. Any input on that page? What page was that, Mutlasupi?
6.
Oh, you want 6. All right.
What do you suggest? No. The sexual orientation towards and our position is well known on that. Which one is that? Sexual choice. What?
The top on the page 6.
Yeah. No, wait. No, 2 is page 5.
Yes, we are on page
yeah.
6.
The committee feels the main community of Kumani is recommended to constitute the federal. No, wait a minute. Can you please just, you get too fast. I want to find out what exactly was the, before it, what was the submission? That the bill of values, is it the one on page 5? That
the last paragraph on page 5.
It's also amending section 9 of the constitution by adding the word natural. The committee has reviewed that section 9 of the constitution for if it is page 1 says to you again, anyone directly make a review or not. But this is what he's saying. He's saying amend the position to that effect. What are we saying? What is he saying?
See, the Committee on Deliberations, Honorable Mblane, if we may remind you, is that the entire kingdom submission is not, there's no desirability of amending anything.
Why?
That's how the committee deliberated.
What he was saying, what they were saying, this is what I don't understand. What they were saying, that remove sexual orientation. At least in fact, is what he's saying. And you are saying that it should not be removed. I don't understand. He's supposed to be removing the sexual orientation from the change the constitution such that the sexual orientation should go. Who is against that? And on that ground, on the ground that it is there, the constitution, and I agree with Mr. Swati.
The only thing, Mr. Mblane, the deliberations, we captured what were the deliberations
that
day. Yes.
No, I definitely would not
have. This is the resolution of the committee.
Yes.
No. Are you sure?
Yes.
You put my name there, I would definitely not agree.
You are there.
I would definitely not have
agreed. But you agree in that committee.
No. Are you sure? No.
Yeah.
I'm saying that if they say that I don't know what, if you can remind me, what were the arguments to reject the removal of the resolution? If you say, okay, you were there, and the argument to reject the sexual orientation with this and that. You don't say, no, the committee is deliberated and this or that. If you can say this was the argument. Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't remember that. And I would tell that you not to
have to tell
on
that.
Yes, Honorable.
If we are going to follow on the argument presented by Honorable Mblane, we are going to have a difficulty.
Mm.
Because now we are reversing whatever was discussed in the last meeting.
Yeah.
And this, Tina, what we must do here is to say this is a true reflection of what transpired in that meeting.
Correct.
Are you contending that the committee did not agree at that particular point? Because if you agreed, it's captured that way.
This is my argument, and I want a counter argument. Say yes, I agree. This is the reason. That's what I said. I'm making the submission that we did not agree. And if somebody says that, and I was there, if somebody says yes, I was also there, and these are the arguments that were put. Remember. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think we already have that, Honorable Mblane. For instance, Honorable Mutashuping, Honorable Lottering are confirming each. Lottering. They are confirming that this was the conclusion, and the legal opinion of that we received advised that way. If you consult the legal opinion that was presented.
Yeah, I think it is correct that we did debate it, and Advocate Mpawane agreed with our view, with Swart, my view, to consider the removal. But I think the majority then considered it, and that's reflecting the majority here.
Yes.
So, but that's why I say, and I'm sure that our position is reserved on that, because it can't be that that
no.
the committee speaks on my behalf as well.
No.
But
no,
it reflects here. Yeah, it's a majority. So when it comes to the debate on the issue, we will raise the particular issue.
I personally feel that it is not true. We did not have a majority as particularly on the ANC side that is supporting the sectoral organization, the keeping of federal employees. I don't remember. This is why I say that I wish apart from the people who wrote our legal opinion, but legal opinion is not necessarily the committee.
I agree with you.
Now, if you say that it was the legal opinion that decided on that, now can I specifically request, because this is very, this thing is very, very important, allow us to sort of, is it possible, Honorable Chair, to pass it? Because I can I flag it? I don't know how. Yes, we can flag it. If you are able to flag it, fine. I mean, just flag it and revisit it if possible. Because
I would suggest we flag it and to come back so that the majority party can get a view on it. So.
You see, the difficulty I have, technically speaking, committee members agreed there. So we
I'm
yes, Honorable Mhlanga.
I think we must allow you, Chair, to determine and to rule on the matter. Than you doing what you call a dialogue between yourself and the members.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. That's what I'm doing now. I'm saying that this is what is tabled here is the capturing of the committee. Now, maybe going forward, we can then accept the reservation of a member, which is how normally these things are done. That the reservation of a member then is recorded as thus in the recording. Already it's on record as we deliberate here today. Mr. Honorable Swart has been doing that. But this is the view of the committee. And the purpose here of the agenda is adopted is to work on the report, on the draft, to consider the draft report as it has been developed in a previous meeting. Yes, Honorable Pumla.
What I was saying personally that I don't think this we came to an agreement as a committee on this issue. This is why I'm saying that if the report is saying the committee agreed, this is my submission is that it is not what we did not come to an agreement on that. I know that there was a legal opinion that says no, we couldn't do it. But the question is that we need to consult on this matter. I don't think we agreed on that matter.
Yeah.
And as I say that, I wish somebody else could say, yes, we agreed. Because there seems to be nobody else who says that we agreed,
yeah.
Except that it is written. Therefore, if it is written, it is. It
yeah.
means we agreed.
Honorable Pumlan, all what we're saying to you, we confirm that, and the committee members agree, I mean, all of them, all parties here, are saying this matter was agreed to. You are the person that disagrees with what the committee is saying. So, from where I sit, I can't change that decision. I mean, your views, you continue to say personally, you're not subscribing. Yes, Honourable.
No, thanks, Chair. I think we have to respect your ruling. I'm talking about the ruling which has just been made. We have to respect that ruling. Honourable Swart is talking on behalf of his party, which has a reservation. But unfortunately, with Honourable Mpumlano, he can't have a reservation because the party respects that ruling. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Is the other hand?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not trying to interfere with the ruling from the position of the Chairperson, but for us to manage to continue, harmoniously. I think maybe what needs to happen is to really summarize the outcome, because of the views that are actually diverse in this regard, regardless of the fact that there has been some form of consultation. I was not part of the consultation, but it might be good for us to actually have a clear understanding of the outcome.
We'll start to lose members. Honourable, was it Majake, right? Can you simplify? I'm trying to understand what you're requesting.
No, actually, for me, whatever I'm getting is what you're saying here. But it's a conclusion of the process.
Yes.
And I'm saying, because there is this little difference of views, why not just summarize a bit the in order for us to be in a position to make one.
Where is the submission?
Chairperson.
Yes, Honourable Mutlajobi.
Can I propose that based on, you know, the fact that some have commitments of plenaries and all that. We do not go page by page as we started. We say members should raise issues because we have read the report and say if there is a member here who has an issue, we point it out generally, finish with those the concerns and move forward. But I'm proposing, Chair.
All right. Other Bumlan, you wanted to say something? Then,
no, he's talking with other people.
Okay. All right. We.
What I wanted to say, Baba, is that the personally, I said, but Amy, people can say, I did not miss the date on this matter.
I was there. What I am saying is that, to me, what is written here does not necessarily reflect what happened on that day. That's the point I'm saying. And I'm saying that I agree there was an opinion, a legal opinion on the matter. We never sat down and discussed the matter. The question is, can't we just pack this thing or put it on the 2016 one so that we revisit it? Because unless you can say these are the notes or this was the argument, personally I feel that if it was done in my absence, then I would agree. But if it is the one that we discussed, then it is not what is reflected that we agreed on the matter, that we should oppose the removal of sexual orientation in the Constitution. Because this is the...
Yeah, you see, as I've explained, and Honorable Majake wanted us to clarify that we got the submitter as he has requested. The committee took legal opinion. Members participated and deliberated on every clause that the submitter requested amendments to. But on the overall, and we're saying that this as we go page by aspect by aspect here, this part was also part of the overall agreement of the committee or consideration of the committee not to accept the amendment as requested. And there is concurrence with the other members on that. On this aspect on social orientation, the removal of the social interest as requested by the submitter.
All I'm saying, Chairperson, is that
you're disputing the committee position.
Right. I've got the list of
people who were there on that day, and all the people that were here is only Nadeem
Mutlashupi,
and then Reverend Klimbi, and me, and Mr. Bjorkman, and you as a chairperson on that day. If it is a decision and him on that day, those are the people who can come up and say, yeah, remember. This is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Honorable Mutashupig, he says so. He's supported by Honorable Swart, who was there, and Lothric, who was there.
Pardon?
Honorable Lothring, Honorable Muswart, Honorable Mutashupig, myself. And Honorable Mshanga. So we're all saying so. Honorable Majake?
Thanks, Chair, for summarizing. If this is about the committee having declined the request in terms of amendment of the Constitution, I would actually support the view, because my worry would be if there is a suggestion to amend the Constitution and we are amending. So for now, we are actually saying that as the Constitution stands, we continue to leave it as it is.
That's
because
the position.
Once there is a request to amend, then there has to be really clarity and proper justification for amendment of the Constitution.
Yes, the committee considered on the justification and the rationale and declined to amend this part of the social orientation that is requested by the submit. So Honorable Mpumulwana is basically disagreeing with the decline of that the committee did.
We also disagree with the declining of it, and so he's entitled probably to do that as well. You know, so maybe that's how to deal with it.
Yeah, that's why I was saying we will record his reservation Thank you. And then let's table the report before we lose everybody. Let's table the report in total. Can members raise whatever matters? In summary, the whole 22, right? There's except four. Yeah. So members, what the overall position of the report is that we on 22 submitted submissions. We only deferred language ones, which are we still processing on languages. But the rest, the overall decision of and the recommendation of the committee is that there will be no amendments on 2015 submissions. That's what this report is containing.
Chair, just in accordance with your earlier ruling, there are just one or two issues that I did want to raise very briefly.
All right. Yes.
If I may.
Yes.
And they obviously, because now there's 40-odd pages, to reserve my right now on every single one, so I will have to, because there are some contentious issues, such as page 12, which is the abortion issue, which is 2.4.10, where we would just like to reserve our position on that.
Excuse me. I wish,
this is even worse now, what you're saying. What you're saying is that the committee decided not to entertain any changes in the 2015 submission. Is that what you say?
Except languages that are still on process.
That's right.
Of the 22.
And I don't remember that. I think what happened, that one is blanket. I don't remember that, and I think that people, I really want to find out from other comrades who were there if this is the position. And I don't think so. If it was done in my absence, I would not be fighting. You know, they're saying that everything that was put in there except language must be thrown through. We must not discuss, not even entertain.
Which one?
No.
Honorable Mpumalanga, the report talks on each submission and what were the deliberations. We are to deal with minutes that will also serve as the record of what we dealt with in each submission.
And therefore, what we clarify, all what I was doing, I was just reminding members what the report is all about. But the report is circulated. It talks to each submission, and per clause, as requested by the submitter, and the rationale of the committee not to accept the request for an amendment. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not putting a blanket report, but all I did was to indicate to members what is the final conclusion of the report. And it's 2 o'clock, and it looks like we were hoping that this was going to be a sailing through on the report with members.
Maybe I can just raise one or two, because I'm probably the only one that will be objecting to one of the wording, and it's just to help the wording. Or do you want to adjourn now, Chair?
No, let's take that.
Okay. Just on page 13 at the top, the submitter requested an amendment to exclude witchcraft, Satanism, and any form of human sacrifice. Now, that was rejected, and the ACDP will reserve its position on that clause. But understanding that
page 13?
Sorry, it's on page 13 at the top. The recommendation 2.4.11.
Mm-hmm.
We just... I'm sorry. I'd rather refer to those numbers then. It starts on 12. It starts on 12 and at the top of page 13. Just preserve our position on that. Okay.
Now, as
Mrs. Swan says he reserves his party's position on a certain matter. And that needs to have been done at the time a discussion has been made. And when Bumlona says that there was no such a discussion, then Bumlona is overruled. You are making a mistake. That is the position. Now, I don't understand. But I would think that if we're looking at the minutes, and Bumlona says, these minutes don't reflect what happened. And nobody, and other people say, no, I reserve the position. Now, I think that, Chairperson, just be consistent on that. Say that you should have said it then. We're checking whether this is what happened or not happened. And that these are two different things.
Yeah.
And now, personally, I say
the only
this is not what happened.
The only difference, Honorable Bumlan, Honorable Swart accept the position as captured. As captured. Whether he did disagree on the spot there, we didn't capture his views as a minority view.
Chair, can I help you?
Yes.
I'm just saying for the purposes of the debate, I'm not asking that you put in every year.
Yes. We're not
I'm saying for the purposes of the
report.
Debate. That's not for the report.
Yes.
I don't want anyone to say, but you come in now, you never raised it in the committee.
Yes.
I debated these issues, and I didn't have the majority. So I'm just for that purposes.
Chairperson, if I understood you very well, you wanted us to adopt the document?
Yes.
And where there is reservations, for us to note the reservations. Number one, Honorable Swart has indicated that reservation in terms of 2.4.11. Is there any other reservations?
I don't want to, I know time is short, but there's wording changes that are consistent from the wording changes we agreed earlier. And that would be, if I can just refer very briefly to the page 30. Where we agreed, page 30, and I hope mine is the same as yours, where it will be for consistency's sake, where we again, the VUCA submitted on the religious state, and here the committee says South Africa is not a religious state, and all I'm asking there is that we again use the wording, the South African Constitution, whilst not opposing religion, does not support a specific religion. That's on page 30 on the proposal for amending the constitution.
See that, members?
I'll show you. I'm using. It's just for consistency.
The other one is the other version is the 28, page 28, right?
That's right. Yes.
Now, can I come in here? I still want a clarification. If what is written here, including on page 5,
Honourable Swart. If what is written here is a reflection of what happened, then why are we changing? Why do we insert certain words instead of this other? That is what I'm talking about. And I was saying that Mrs. Swart can say this. What is Mrs. Swart is saying? This is not what we said. We couldn't have said that. This is what we actually mean by that.
Yeah.
And which means it's changing what is there. If what is written there, Honorable Chair, is a reflection of exactly what happened on that day, then it was a mistake for us to accept any change that Mr. Swart is making.
Yeah.
However, Mr. Swart says this is not what we agreed on. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we couldn't have agreed on that. This is what we could have agreed on. Let's put the wording in this manner. This is what he is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Bumlana says, no, this is not what we agreed, that not everybody agrees. That's the point I'm trying to raise here.
Yeah.
I'm saying, is this thing wording as word for word, if this is what we agreed on, is only a reflection of that, then we need not change anything that Mr. Swart is saying, let us change.
Yeah.
If this is what we agreed on.
Yeah. The only difference, Honorable Bumlana, is that the consideration of the report, it means you correct, you put new full stops and all what, materially speaking, it doesn't change the essence. The principle was captured by the committee as to what it says. And we accepted also what from Honorable Mutapo, for instance, to say, use a simpler language, you know, as a matter of principle. So that is the purpose of us deliberating and considering the report. But the decisions that are contained in the report remain the same. So substantially and materially, we're not changing the decisions that were put as part of the recommendations of the committee. Yes, Honorable Mutafi.
Thank you, Chairperson. Because of procedure, on page 30, it has a title. You see, it says
(2.4.12.1.2.3.4), fourth paragraph. Registration of marriage in South Africa is marriages in South Africa. Just a smaller than a type.
Just S,
eh? Yeah, marriages in South Africa, not marriage in South Africa.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So just the last point.
Sort.
On that same page 13,
which we just agreed, and that is on the abortion issue, we'll obviously also reserve our position. But the paragraph refers to a decision by the Constitutional Court. And in fact, it was the High Court.
Okay.
So I would like where it says, in respect of the proposal of the Constitutional Court in the matter of Christian Association with Minister of Health, you'll see there's a T. The T refers to the High Court. So it's the High Court, not the Constitutional Court. And the last sentence there says, the Supreme Court of Appeal and the Constitutional Court have also confirmed the validity. That's not correct. The High Court. That's the High Court. The SEA and the Constitutional Court have not dealt with this issue yet. And then at the last paragraph, it says, the Constitutional Court upheld its constitutionality. No, the High Court. It's again the High Court. That is before there's a matter that has been argued now. It hasn't been argued. The abortion matter has not been argued before the Constitutional Court yet. But the legal advice was based on a High Court decision, which is the binding decision at the moment. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thanks, Honourable Swart. Noted, members? Right. Pat, what? Going forward? Members, can you see the difficulty I have? We started the meeting and we were hoping to correct, and we are not correcting. Can we, NA, are you around next week?
Sure, we've got oversight visits. But maybe, but But we were correct at the beginning of the meeting.
Yes.
Then it's fine, isn't it fine?
We are adopting.
Okay. All right. Can we then table the report for adoption?
Yes. As amended.
Hmm? As amended, right?
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Next seconder. Thank you.
I think people who are grieve on the thing were not there. Who are saying let us second it. Now I don't think it's proper.
All I'm saying is that I think people who were there. Honorable Maila is saying let's adopt it. He was not there. Now, No. I'm saying that, Sibuti, I think I'm making this plea and making this request that if we did discuss this, which I refuse, which I say didn't, it's not what reflecting it, I then plead that this portion be packed and put into the following years, which is 2016, which we're going to discuss. Because I'll tell you why I'm saying so. Because I still maintain this part we did not agree. Secondly, I say you are saying that it was not substantial change. I say this one, for example, on page 5, is a substantial change. It is not just a question of semantics. It's a question of meaning. When you say, when Mr. Swartz says, and which I agree with, Mr. Swartz says, amend the constitution by embracing godly principles. He says, only godly principles. It makes a completely different thing. And biblical. Only godly biblical. This is now a complete change of what is being written here. And it is not just a question of semantic putting an F or dots or something like that.
That was your suggestion.
No, I'm saying to you that I say, no, it was not my suggestion. All I'm saying is that if we say that this is what was said, it means we are disagreeing to what is on paper written here.
Let's take the point of order.
We are going on this again. We've noted the objection and concern here, Honorable Mpumlwa. But, Chair, on the other hand, again, you put the report on the table, there was a proposal and a second, that we are debating something that is adopted now.
Yeah.
And proceduralizing this matter is closed.
Yeah. All right. No, thank you, Honorable Mutashukung. Honorable Mpumlwa, the only way. Is that we review the constitution annually. So you still have a record on the matter. But the report is adopted, and colleagues and therefore propose that the program and the minutes reschedule them in the next meeting in August. Because we're not going to meet until the next term. Accepted?
Yes.
We then adjourn the meeting and thank you members.